Yeah, definitely pray. Last year, many of you know, I was able to commission as a chaplain candidate with the Air Force, and as part of that, you have to go to officer training, and then there's some other training that's involved with that until I finish up my master's degree there. And all this was supposed to have happened last summer, but due to some delays with processing paperwork and things like that, it got pushed back and kept getting pushed back and pushed back until finally they said, well, you'll go next summer, which is the summer that we're on now. And so it's quickly approached, and like I said, we still don't have all of the details or all of the stuff that's going to get us there, but God has brought us through this far, and so I trust that he's going to get us through the rest of the way. But what we do know, like I said, I'll be leaving out Monday, a week from tomorrow, and flying down to Montgomery, Alabama, and be there for about a month until the end of June. And then in July, we're actually in about five or six different places traveling around. And basically, it's just a way for those of us who are new to the chaplain program to see how the chaplains work across the Air Force. So not just on the active duty side, but the reserve side and the guard and things like that. So I do covet your prayers. Many of you know I was in a car accident a little over a month ago, and I'm still in physical therapy for that. So, and they're actually cutting that short just so I can go on this. So do appreciate your prayers, and I know it's your prayers and the prayers of those like you that have gotten me this far, and I appreciate that, and I'm so thankful for it. And like I said, I've got one more Sunday here before I leave, so we'll definitely keep in touch while I'm gone, and I don't know, maybe we can work out some kind of Skype or something during one of the services while I'm gone. We'll see. But this morning, I want to talk about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, because as I was thinking about getting ready to leave and all the things that have happened in the last couple of years and all the things that have been thrown up in my path in the last couple of years that have tried to kind of discourage me, I guess you could say, I began to think about the topic of faith and what faith truly is and what it means to have faith. If you'll take your Bibles and the next few minutes, I'll not keep you long, turn to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews in chapter 11. And this particular chapter in the Bible is often famously referred to as the Hall of Faith, because when you go through it, you'll see several different stories about heroes from the Bible who had great faith and the example that we can follow from their faith. We're not going to go through the whole chapter. Truthfully, you could have probably several weeks of sermons just from this one chapter in the Bible, but Hebrews chapter 11, I'll just read the first two verses. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report." Let's go to the Lord one more time in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful morning that you've given us, and for the sunshine that we see outside, Father, that is such a welcome sight from all the rain that we've had in the last couple of weeks. And we just pray that you'd be with us now and the remaining minutes of this service, that whatever is said and done, we bring honor and glory to your name, and that your words would be spoken and not my own. We thank you for your blessings, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, we're going to talk real briefly about faith. Came across a story from the late 19th century about a captain of a large vessel that was sailing with his family from Liverpool. His destination was New York, and one night when everyone was asleep, a sudden squall arose. The wind came sweeping over the water, and it struck the vessel and almost capsized it. Everything movable was sent tumbling and crashing, and the passengers became aware that they were in imminent peril. Everyone was alarmed, and many sprang from their berths and began to dress. The captain's little daughter, who was only 8 years old at the time, was awakened and cried with fright, "What's the matter?" When they told her about the storm, she asked, "Is my father on deck?" Assured that he was, the little one dropped back onto her pillow, and without fear, in spite of the howling winds and crashing waves, she was soon fast asleep. For those of us who are Christians, that ought to be the same attitude that we have. No matter what comes up into our life, those storms that we've talked about time and time again that come into our lives, we know the one who's at the helm. And by faith in him, our fears can be calmed. Time and time again, our Bible tells us to live by faith. We're reminded that faith is to be our daily lifestyle. When we read Romans 14:23, we learn that it's impossible to please him, and that anything that isn't a product of faith is actually a sin. We know that we are saved by faith, but just how do we go about our daily lives in faith, living a life full of faith? Thankfully, the Bible doesn't leave us alone and doesn't leave us in the dark concerning the walk of faith. First of all, I want to talk about some fallacies surrounding faith, because many times you'll hear folks speak about the subject and they say some things that aren't exactly true and aren't exactly biblical. How many times have you heard someone say, well, faith is like a blind leap. I'm just going to step out blindly, not knowing what's going on. I want to tell you this morning that faith is not a blind leap. There are those who feel that a life lived by faith is a life of a fool. They speculate that faith is nothing more than a leap into the dark. However, faith is much more than just walking around blindly, waiting for providence to bump into you. Faith is your response to the promises of God for your life. God says and tells us that he will lead us. Faith says, I'll follow. God says, I want you to do this. Faith says, okay, how am I going to do it? God says, I'll feed you. Faith says, I'll eat. God says, I'll meet your need. Faith says, it is done. Faith is never a leap into the dark. It's always based upon the firmest of foundations, the Word of God. Person who really walks in faith never walks through life blindly. He always knows what is ahead. So not only is faith not a blind leap, but it's also not a blank check. You know, many people you'll hear, especially in today's time, will walk around and say, well, I'm gonna pray for this. I'm gonna pray that these lottery numbers that I've got are gonna hit, because I know that, you know, if I pray in faith that God will let them hit and I'm gonna get this, you know, $1 million prize. Faith's not a blank check, folks. There are many who have become discouraged in their faith and disappointed with God because he didn't do it like they were told that he would. Many look at God as almost like a cosmic Santa Claus that's just waiting for us to place our orders and then drive away with anything and everything that we desire. Some folks treat God almost like he's a genie in a bottle, and they're wishing and they have all these wishes that they go to God for. But my Bible tells me that's not what faith is, because God is about far larger and greater things than just waiting for me to come up with a new want for my wish list. Faith is also not a bad choice. There are those who would say in the world today that if you step out in faith to follow God, that it's a bad choice because you don't have the surety of the things that this life will promise you. They've argued that God is unknown, that he is unseen, and that man can't interact and have fellowship with him. Like I said, they call those of us who have faith fools. The Christian who determines to truly live his life by total faith in his heavenly Father will never be disappointed with God, nor will he struggle through life blindly. There will be a deep, settled assurance that God is in absolute control of all situations, and that his will shall always be accomplished in the life of his believer. As believers, we can either choose to please the Lord or we can choose to please ourselves. If we're determined that we're going to please the Lord, then we're going to have to walk by faith in him and in his word and his will. These are a few things that faith is not, and now I want to look at a few things that faith is, some facts that are surrounding faith. From the passage that we've read, we see that faith is defined as the things that are hoped for. As real as the things are, that it provides the unshakable evidence of those things that are ours as a result of our relationship to Jesus Christ. It brings the future within the present and makes the invisible seen. Thankfully, the author of Hebrews didn't leave us in the dark concerning what all this sureness and certainty were to be based on. In verse 2, he goes on to speak about the elders who obtained a good report. And like I said, when you go through the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, you'll find several examples of folks who had good faith and what we should follow. First of all, in verse 3, we see that creation and the creation account is reliable because it's based upon the Word of God. Going on, we see that Abel offered a more pleasing sacrifice because faith in the promise. Enoch received the first plain air ride because he had faith in the promise of God. Noah built the ark and survived the flood because his faith floated on the promise of the Lord. Abraham left home and country, sojourned in a foreign land, offered his son as a sacrifice to God, looked for an eternal city. His faith was based on the unshakable foundation of the Word of God. Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph all died in faith, looking to the fulfillment of the promise of the Lord. Moses forsook Egypt, led Israel, did the will of the Lord, all in response to the promise of God. Israel conquered Jericho because of faith in a promise from God. Rahab was saved because of her faith in the Lord's promises. Thousands down through the ages have responded to God's promises with faith, and they have seen him do great wonders. With these facts in mind, the question is, what is faith? Faith is simply the assurance that God will do exactly what he's promised to do. Anything based on guesswork, peace of heart, wishful thinking, almost always end in failure. God is a God who responds to a people's faith in himself and his promises. Someone once said, if you climb up to a top of a building, a tall building, and you say in faith, I'm going to leap off and God's going to save me, it's kind of foolish. If someone were to do that, you might as well go ahead and start making funeral arrangements or start calling the ambulance, because that jump is not a jump of faith, but a jump of a fool. Many people have become, like I said, disappointed with God because he didn't do something they told him to do. We must remember that faith is not like a lasso that we use to put around the neck of God to guide him and steer him in the direction that we want to go. Like I said, that wish list that we go to God with, saying, I want this, I want this, I want this. Faith is having the surest trust in the promises that he has given us. We can pray about anything that we want to. Then we can hope that it'll come to pass, but we can only have faith in those things which God has already promised to bring to pass. When I expect to do God as he has promised, that is faith. When I expect him to do as I wish, then that is presumption. God will honor those trusts in what he has promised to do for us. When I pray that my needs will be met, I can believe that it will be met because God has promised to meet it. When I pray that a person will be healed, we can have hope that it will happen. I know God has the power to heal, but many times God chooses to wait. God chooses to follow a different path. And you might say, well, why would God choose to do that? God has, time and time again, we're given the promise in his word that he will not give us anything harder than what he will allow us to go through. We might have to go through some trials. We might have to go through some circumstances, but he will give us the strength to go through it. When I pray for the safety of those that we love, we can hope that they'll be safe, but we can't have the absolute assurance they'll be safe because we don't know the Lord's will for it. But when God says it'll be certain in his word, then you can count on it as being just as he said. Anything that's promised in his word can serve as the basis of genuine faith. Faith then is simply the deep, settled assurance that God will do exactly what he's promised to do. In closing, we want to look at some of the functions of faith. First of all, faith calms our fears. Like I said, we're not sheltered from bad things happening, but in the midst of those bad things, we can have the promise that we have God walking right beside us. We have God at the helm of our boat, guiding us through that storm on life's sea. Faith cushions our falls. None of us who are Christians are immune from temptation. We're not immune from sin. All of us at times will give in to those temptations. All of us at times will fall. I'm thankful that as a Christian, if we fall in our sin, we don't have to stay down. God is right there to pick us back up if we simply confess those sins to Him. It's possible for the child of God to fall down, but we can never fall out of God's love. If we do fall, we have His word that we will be forgiven when we turn to Him in repentance. 1 John 1:9. Faith also confirms our future. We don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. We don't know what trial may pop up. We don't know what blessing may come tomorrow. But we know the one who formed tomorrow. We know the one who goes ahead of us, that's already preparing the way, that knows what we're going to go through and knows exactly what it's going to take for us to get through it. Faith also claims God's finest. Faith doesn't gorge itself on the things of this world. It sets its sights higher. Faith believes that God will be true to His word, and there faith responds to that word and acts upon that word, receives the fulfillment of that word. There are many who never learn what God can do because they're never willing to truly believe that God can do it. Faith also challenges our failures. Many times, like I said, when we are walking through this world, we still have those temptations, those things that are all around us. Through faith, we can get through those challenges, those temptations. And lastly, faith calls our friends. Many times when we're walking through this world, we'll have those around us that are lost. We'll have those that look to us because they know what we claim to be. And through faith, we can lead them to Christ. This morning, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know. Maybe you're going through something that only you and God know about. Maybe there's some kind of challenge in your life, some kind of storm in your life that you're going through. And you think, I'm not going to get through this. I'm all alone. There's no one with me. If you're a child of God this morning, if you've stepped out in faith, that first step of faith by accepting Christ as your Savior, you have Him walking right by you. You have Him piloting your ship. You have Him guiding you through the darkest night that you can ever go through. He's going to get you through it. Might not be exactly how you want Him to, but He'll get you through it. Faith. You know, we sing that song, prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. When you walk through this life, you can say all the things that you need to say. You can know the right things to do, but if you don't have faith that God will do what He's promised to do, this life's going to be miserable for you. I can assure you of that. This morning, like I said, I don't know what you're going through. If you have something that you're struggling with, that you just need to say, God, You've promised to get me through it. You didn't promise to help me not to have to go through it, but You did promise to get me through it. And I pray this morning that You would come to Him, step out in faith and say, here I am, Lord. I don't know why I'm going through this, but I know that You're going to get the glory from it. If you haven't accepted Him this morning, if you haven't taken that first step of faith, to accept that free gift of salvation this morning. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. You can come to Him this morning. You can accept that gift and you can have the promises of His word to get you through whatever you're going to go through in this life. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank You for this day. Once again, we thank You for all those who have come out this morning, and we pray that whatever challenge, whatever need that folks need to have met this morning, I pray that before they leave this place, they would come to one of us, Pastor Charlie, myself, or anyone else here, Father, that can pray with them, that can show them what they need to do, that can give them and help them to have that assurance that You're walking right beside them, that no matter what this world throws at them, they can have the assurance if they only have the faith to trust You. We thank You for it. We thank You for Your hand of protection, Your hand of blessing, Your hand of provision. Help us to use it to serve You. In Jesus' name.